We continue our learning. We are in Yevamos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav. Mitzvahs Chalitza. Mishnah is going to discuss the process, the ceremony of Chalitza. Bohu ve'yivim tel le'beisdin. So the Yavam and the Yavama come to a beisdin. The halach is that the Almana, the Yavama, comes to the beisdin in the city of the Yavam, unless, of course, he's willing to go to her city. If the Yavam's not in his city, where he normally lives, so then he's supposed to go to her city. So they come to the beisdin, v'hein ma'asiyin lo eitzah ha'hogenes lo, and they give him advice, appropriate advice. What advice? So the Bartura tells you, imhu yeled v'hizikeno hu zakin. Let's say there's a large age discrepancy between the two. So it's not a good idea that they have Yibam and they get married. So Omrim lo, Malacha Eitzel Yalda, Malacha Eitzel Zekena. Kalech Eitzel Shekemoscha. Go to marry someone who's closer to your age. So basically means that although Yibam, maybe according to one opinion, may be preferable, that's only when they're close in age. But if Yibam's not appropriate, so they recommend that they do Chalitza. Of course, if you don't have other issues that would prevent Yibum, or would assume that Yibum would not be a good idea, so then we would recommend Yibum, unless you hold like Abba Shol, who says that maybe Yibum, it's not done with the proper Kavana, maybe Chalitza is preferable. Then the Mishnah says, Shenemar, how do I know that they're supposed to give him some type of advice? Because it says, V'karu lo ziknei ro v'dibru elav. They call to him, the Yavam, and they speak to him. What do they speak to him about? Must be they're giving him this type of advice, these recommendations. V'hi omeres, and then the woman says, she declares, Me'en yivami la'akim la'achiv shemi Yisrael lo ava yabimi, quoting from the Torah, she's supposed to say, my husband's brother refuses to establish a name for his brother in Israel. He's not willing to take me in Yibum. This is something that is dictated by the Dayanim, and she's supposed to repeat this. And then he responds, no, I don't want to take her as a wife. This should be said in Hebrew. There are several things in Mishnais and Sot in the seventh parak discuss that should be said in Hebrew. Other things that can be said in other languages, this should be said in Hebrew. Now, this is a quote from the Torah that she comes close to him in front of the Zekanim, and she removes his shoe from his foot and she spits in front of him. Although we're quoting Psukim here, this is not something that anyone needs to declare. This is just quoting from the Pasuk as to what happens. After she says, he doesn't want to take me as a Yavama, and he says, Lo chafas nekachta, you're right, I don't want to take you. So then she's supposed to go through the Chalitza process. She comes close and it has to be Le'enei HaZekeinim. So the Mishnah says, Rok Hanira LaDayanim. So she spits on the floor towards the ground in front of the oven. The Gemara says, Nafku Vavim and Beis. But it should be a roke that's near a ladayim. They have to be able to see it because it says le'enei hazekinim. In fact, they have to see the chalitza also. That's a little bit easier to see because it says le'enei hazekinim. They have to see the removal of the shoe, but the spit also must be something that they're able to see. Then the Mishnah says va'anasava amra kacha ye'aselo ish asher lo yivnes beis achiv. So this is something that's dictated to her. This is supposed to say as well, and also in the original Hebrew. This is what happens. This should be done to the man who doesn't build his brother's house. Then the Mishnah says, Ad kan hayu makrin. That was the point. They dictated to this point, to the Yavam and the Yavavam, for them to say the Psukim from the Chumash, up until this point, and that was it. But ukshehikra Rabbi Hurkanos tachas ha'ela b'kfar etam v'gomar es kol ha'parsha nuchzeku lios gomrim kol ha'parsha. But what happened was Rabbi Hurkanos under the tree, the Ela tree in Kfar etam, so he would dictate, or he would have his judges dictate, even the final pasuk of the parsha of Chalitza, where it says, V'nikrosh Shemo b'Yisrael beis chalut sanal. So after that time, it became the minog of the batei dinim to do the same, that they would have that last pasuk would be recited as well. Then the Mishnah says, "V'lo mitzvah and mitzvah b'dayanim, rather v'lo mitzvah b'talmidim." Meaning, it is a mitzvah that the dayanim respond after she says, "V'nikrosh Shemo b'Yisrael beis chalut sanal." They would respond with chalutz hanal. V'lo but mitzvah b'talmidim. I mean, the dayanim would respond chalutz hanal, But the Talmidim who are sitting in the Urim Beis Din at the time of the Chalitza do not respond. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it's mitzvah kola omdim sham lomar chalutzanal, chalutzanal, chalutzanal. So the halacha is Rabbi Kunda, Rabbi Yehuda, number one, two things. Number one, everyone's supposed to respond. And number two, it's supposed to be said three times. Anytime we have a proclamation in public, it should be said three times. And the halacha indeed follows Rabbi Yehuda. And Rambam writes in Hilchos Yibam and Perek Dalet that all the Talmidim say, and we say Chalutz Hanal three times. We begin the 13th Perek, a little bit of an introduction. We've spoken about Miun in the past. On a d'oraisa level, a father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a ktana. And even when she's a Nara, we discourage him from marrying her off when she's a Nara from 12 to 12 and a half. But nonetheless, a father has the right d'oraisa to marry off his daughter from when she's a ktana until she is a bogeris, until she's 12 and a half. Now, that's a d'oraisa marriage, and she needs a get in order to be released from that marriage. Not so if the father passed away, then the mother or the brother of the ktana can marry her off, but that's only a marriage bin rabbana. And when she reaches age 12, she has the right to be mema'in, to refuse that marriage, and refuses that marriage. Since the marriage is only derabbanan, she can refuse it, and she does not need to get it all. We learn in Moed Katan, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, that Beis Din, when the miyun takes place in front of them, they give her a shtar miyun as a raya. They give her a document that as a raya is a proof. The Gemara says on Kuf Chesem and Aleph as well in Yevamos here that she now has a shtar that shows that she was mimayin and therefore she can marry anyone else. And the same thing is true, though, if a father marries off a daughter and she becomes an almana or a grusha, so she has now a certain status. That's called when she was married on a d'oraisa level by the father, and there's not a case of mian, but now she's widowed or divorced. She is called a yesoma b'chaye ha'av. She's like an orphan with her, if her father marries her off. And then she becomes an almana or a grusha, the father does not die. So she's like a yesoma in the sense that the father does not have any jurisdiction over her anymore because she had already married. He had married off when she's a ketana. She's now an almana or a grusha. She's a yesoma, but b'chayap, while the father's still alive because she left that the rishus of her father. Father cannot marry off a second time. And therefore, if she marries someone else when she's a ketana, now she can be mimayin. So that's interesting. A miyun can take place as long as she's a ketan. Mishnah is going to bring five disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding miyun. So we begin with the first. Beis Shammai omrim, ein mimanin ela arusos, uBeis Hillel omrim, arusos unesuos. So Beis Shammai says that when it comes to miyun, a ketana, whose father passed away, and therefore her marriage is only the rabbanon, her mother or brother married her off. So says Beis Shammai, this only applies to an arusa. That is Beis Shammai's opinion, not to an nesua. What's the difference between arusa and nesua? So when it comes to an arusa, so we'll allow miyun, because after all, she's a ketana. She's married off by her mother or brother. She should be able to leave without a get because she's not married on d'oraisa level. Why would we not allow after nisuin? So we're afraid like this, Beis Shammai holds, she cannot be mima'in after nisuin, after chuppah, and she would need a get at that point. Why? Because her husband's not going to want to go through the whole tircha, the money, the energy, preparing a marriage, a chuppah, a wedding feast, and lose out. If she can be mimayin so easily without a get, and she's not going to be considered a grusha, so then the people are not going to want to marry her. And therefore, miyun can only take place after kiddushin, but not after nisuin. No, he says, even after nisuin, if she's a ketana, and she was only married off by her mother or her brother, she can be mima'in to refuse her husband the whole time she's a ketana and leaves without a get. Beis Hillel is not afraid that people will be afraid to perform nisuin. There's something nice about being married, and then we're not worried about the fact that she's going to be mima'in afterwards. Beis Shammai omrim another machlokas. Bibal velo biyavam. Yisoma ktana. Once again, the father passed away. She's a ktana, and her mother or brother married her off. She can only mimayin to her baal. which is the Aris, the one she's married to here, but Velo V'yavam, but not, and this Beis Sham, remember Beis Sham, I hold, she's not, the Baal is really only an Aris, according to Beis Sham, and Mian could only take place after Aris and after Kedushin. They're only betrothed. So according to Beis Sham, you can only do that with your Baal, meaning with the Aris that you're engaged to, but Velo V'yavam. But if, let's say, her husband passed away, and this is a ketana here, and she was not mima'in, and then she falls to the brother in Yibum, she cannot leave the Yavam with Mion. She has to wait till she becomes a gdola and has chalitza. Ubeisilal omrim bibal uve yavam. She can refuse, the ketana can refuse against the husband, and we know the husband, even if they have nisuin, and the yavam, meaning even if the husband passed away when she's a ketana and she falls to yibum, she has the right to do mean with the yavam as long as she's a ketana, and she exempts herself or frees herself, releases herself from that bond of yibum without chalitza and can marry someone else. Aha, but the only thing is, she can't marry the Yavam himself, since at the time that she fell to him, she was Eishes Achiv, there, right? So she was the brother's wife, so that's not allowed. But so, next halacha, Beis Shammai omrim bifanav, uveisil omrim bifanav shalom bifanav. So Beis Shammai says she can only do the miyun in front of the Baal, because maybe we'll say maybe she'll be embarrassed in front of him and not will not be mimayin. We want to maybe discourage them, her miyun, so they'll stay married. Uveisil omrim bifanav shalom bifanav. Even miyun shalom bifnei Baala is considered a miyun. Beis Shammai omrim biveisdin, it must be done, the mean must be done in front of a beis din, and it has to be beis din of mumchim, those who have experts, those who have smicha, an unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu. Veisil omrim beveis din shalom beveis din can be done even without a beis din of mumchim, but it should be done in a beis din of hedyotos. And the Gemara says, oh, the halacha is that you can even do mion in front of two edim and without a beis din at all. Amla had beis hillel of beis shamai mima'enes v'hi kitana afilu abav achamisha pa'amim. So she can refuse if she's still a ketana, even if she even four or five times. We have four or five times that in many, many Mishnais. So the idea is multiple times. She marries someone else after and is mima'en again and marries someone else. She can refuse several times as long as she's still a ketana, one husband after the other. What, Benos Yisrael are not hefker, not like ownerless, should be given to many, many husbands and leave without a get? According to Beis Shammai, Ela mima'enes umamtenes ad shetagdil, meaning she can do mion one time. And then, again, case of her father passed away, the mother, brother married her off. According to Beis Shammai, there's only erison, so where you could do mion. And she does mion once, and then she has to wait from getting engaged, from dating, until she is now a gedola, where she cannot do miyun at all anymore. Vitama'ein, usuma'ein, v'sinase, meaning either she is going to be mima'ein and marry immediately, because right after the nesuin, she won't be able to refuse it anymore. Right? As we know, Beis Shammai holds a nesua cannot be mima'enes. So once she has nesuin, then we're not worried anymore. Meaning, according to Beis Shammai, she can refuse only one husband. After that, she can't enter into any marriage, which could potentially be released through miyun. She has to wait; she's an adult before she remarries. But so there's another option: usma'in v'sinase, meaning, or after refusing her first husband, she can remarry before reaching a godless, being an adult, but through nisuin. Because if you remember, according to Beis Shammai, you can't do. Miyun after nisuin anyway, so then that would be okay, even if she's not going to be a gedola yet, she's a ketana, but having nisuin, so then that won't be a problem at all. What's the issue here when Beis Shammai says, ein benos Yisrael hefker? So they say, okay, that's the basis. Seems to be the basis of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel means maybe he's not worried about that. Meiri, however, explains that the machlokas is really based on the previous discussion, which means that what was that? We had a machlokes whether you could do miyun in beis din or not. Beis Hillel says you can have. You don't need a beis din of mumchim. Why not? Well, we say a ketana could do miyun many, many times. What's the relationship between allowing a ketana to do miyun many times, four or five times, and not requiring mumchim? Well, because the chachamim, we want to make sure that the beis din doesn't look like a joke. Doesn't look like they don't know what they're doing. So if you're telling me I have a beis din of mumchim, so that's Beis Shammai's opinion. So then it's understandable. It follows that we don't want beis din to look like they don't know what they're doing, and therefore we can't have her doing miyun many, many times. But if you're telling me that the beis din doesn't need to meet experts anyway, so then I'm not worried about the beis din itself, and about whatever the reputation of the beis din, because they're not mumchim anyway, and therefore they can do it. Miyun can be done several times.